In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Kenneth Hood, cotton producer from Gunnison, Mississippi. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We don't have bull buggies running around. We don't have my Jew builders clanging and bucking. It's quiet and peaceful. We only have two or three people on the ground servicing these pickers and servicing, I mean, putting tarps on the my Jews as they're built. So it's just a tremendous change in the process of picking and the handling of the my Jews than compared to the older way of having to build my Jews and all the support equipment and all the people that were necessary.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The trucks can come and pick these up even faster than they can a conventional 32-foot because they're building twice as many. So there's always modules there that they can come and pick up.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're trying to average 7 and 8 bales. And when I say average that, because row-link, I don't want to put any of my Jews in the field. I want to put all of them on the end of the field in a turn row in a good place. So we build a my Jew if it's 6 bales and he needs to unload because you can't go all the way back to the other end, we unload 6 bales. If he gets into another field and it's longer rows or shorter rows and you can put more on and it takes 9 bales, we put that. So we may have 9 bales in some fields. We may have 6 or 7 bale my Jew average in the other fields.